What is up, Teach Better family? Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Jeff, that's Katie, and this is your Teach Better Today morning show. Streaming live to you every day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern time on all your favorite streaming platforms. We're excited. We're going to talk about a little something going on tomorrow that's kind of a cool thing. And then we're going to do a listener question today. I'm going to throw at Katie. So we're going to have a good conversation. I think there's a lot to get out of it. But grab whatever you're drinking this morning, whether it's coffee, tea, bourbon. I don't know. It's Friday. Who knows? Well, actually, I do know a few people in our audience that are probably into the bourbon, but we won't state that for legal reasons. We'll let them figure it out. And if you're skipping school today, that's fine too. Just let us know in the comments so we can rat you out. We'll be back in about 30 seconds. Welcome back to the Teach Better Today morning show. I must first start off by saying that Teach Better nor any of its subsidiaries condone the use of alcohol while on the job, and we do not condone skipping your duties as an educational professional.
Well, this just took a turn.
I had to make up for what I said earlier, so I don't want anybody to think that that's okay. It's okay. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Jeff.
Been a while. When was the last time? Well, we were on last week or something, weren't we, huh? I guess that's
whenever we were on. We twinned at one point, remember?
I think we twinned a bunch of times.
That's true.
Are we twinning? Are we going to twin? We should twin tomorrow the entire day. You were talking about figuring out your outfit. We should just wear the same thing all day long.
Wait, Jeff, do you have plans tomorrow? Because I was like, you know, I don't really have anything going. Do you want to hang out all day?
How's 12 hours? You want to hang out for 12 hours? Seems like a lot.
No, I don't think it's long enough. Let's do it.
We'll take a 30 millisecond break in between when we switch streams, but we'll go for 12 hours.
Okay. Hey, Which do you guys want to hang out with us?
Hopefully everyone hangs out with us because tomorrow's our 12-hour live. If you've never done this with us before, it is what it sounds like. Tomorrow, which is the second, right? Today's the first? Yeah, the second. We will be live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn for 12 hours straight. Now, by straight, I mean kind of, because there's a little bit of a curve because we have to do two streams because a couple of those platforms have limits on how long you can go. I think Facebook is 8 hours and Twitter is something, whatever, X, sorry, Elon, whatever. So like we do switch the streams, but we make it really easy to follow.
Yep.
But yeah, tomorrow's our 12-hour live. So what that is 12 hours of free professional development. It's a combination of the team sharing things that we do work on when we work with school districts around the country, but also bringing in some really amazing guests that are also going to be like leaning into their specialties, their passions. There's also a whole bunch of giveaways. You know more of the giveaways. Do you know off the top of your head like how many things we have to give away? It's a lot. I don't want to do the money calculation, but it's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. I bet we've got almost 50.
Okay, so 50-something things.
Yeah.
And there's two different ways to kind of win.
Yep.
You can win. We'll do some like on the spot where you have to drop into the comments and do something, answer a question, share something, whatever, and you can win there. Or there's a website that we'll share tomorrow all throughout the stream where you can go and enter a form and check all the things that you want to be entered into, and then those are randomly selected and shipped out to you as well. And these things vary from, I know there's gift cards in there. There's books. What else we get this year? Cause we've had shirts in the past. We've had literally handbags in the past. We've had all kinds of stuff.
We have lots of swag from different groups. We've got a gift basket. We've got some coaching sessions or online courses, which is cool.
Okay.
Gift cards, lots and lots of books. But what I like is there's some kid picture books, but also some professional development books, which is great. So yeah, lots of good stuff. And some people have donated more than one. So it's five of my books. I'll give to five different winners. So love that. Donated their Explorer kits, which is if you haven't looked at Foldscope, go to their website. They've got tons of cool stuff, but they donated several items. So lots of good stuff.
Very cool. And we have a lot of really cool guests. So it starts at 8 a.m. Eastern time and runs until 8 p.m. Eastern time. And while we hope that and would love for you to join us for the whole 12 hours, you don't have to. You can pop in and out as much as you want. You can keep it on the background. I think Ray always talked about like throw it up on a TV if you got that and just like clean your house when we'll be in the background. That's fine. Or if you want to do what we do today, you got to go shopping for the snacks and the drinks and figure it out and have like a snack table to one side and you just sit down and just get into it because you can definitely take a lot of notes throughout the day. Hopefully we're going to be introducing you to some new faces, probably some familiar faces as well, but some new faces, new voices, new ideas that you can jot down notes for. Make sure you go follow on different platforms and things of that nature. So it's a variation between 30-minute segments and hour-long segments throughout the day. The schedule is out. Like you can see it if you go follow us anywhere on social media, like it's out. We're posting it everywhere. But, you know, just follow at Teach Better Team on any platforms and you're going to see it.
Yeah.
So we're super excited about that. So that's tomorrow. So you still got to figure out your outfits. I'll let you know what I'm wearing and then you can just match it.
Perfect. You know, Jeff, I have a more important question.
What's that?
What snacks are you going to have?
Well, I am. I have recently, you know, gotten back into changing my diet for being healthier. So I'm going to be healthy. So I'm going to have, I'm not going to be as fun. I'm going to have bananas and strawberries close by.
Okay.
Some peanuts. Cause I like peanuts. I like the, like honey roasted peanuts.
Oh yeah. Those are good.
For like a quick grab. And I like those because when I'm feeling like a craving for like a chip, I can go to peanuts instead because I won't eat nearly as many peanuts because I just can't eat as much. I don't like to eat as much. So that's good. Probably a couple granola bars close by. Lots of Gatorades. Stocked up
on my Gatorade Zero. Yep.
I'm a big Gatorade Zero person. So I'll have Gatorade close by and I've got a couple big things of water that'll be close by. But yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit of fruit. You know, I'll probably run up for some like peanut butter toast somewhere in the middle to get some extra energy. But like it's going to be pretty simple. I'm looking at it as like my distraction to eat like not a lot throughout the day. Yeah. Typically 12 hours, like, it's my excuse to go get M&Ms. But I'm not. This time I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is going to make it, it's going to make it easier, quote unquote, for me to like just munch a little bit throughout the day and never eat a ton because I'm going to be focused on what's going on.
But do you find like, okay, so we've done, I don't know, like 5 or 6, 12 hours. I feel like maybe more. I feel like at the end of the day, because I'm the same way. I have like small snacks. Like my desk usually has a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I'll run down and like take a bite of like something that the kids have made, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But I always think, I always plan in my head, like we're going to order out. Like we're going to get takeout on at the end of 12 hour. And because, you know, like we haven't cooked. But then I go down there and I'm like, I'm not even that hungry because I just stayed in one. Well, and I just stayed in one spot. Yeah,
there's no energy exerted throughout the day.
Right. I will say last year I did try to stand up and do like squats every hour, like up to like 10 squats.
Yeah, I might. I've got my treadmills right there. Maybe I'll do some jogging in between or something. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. I'll come back like all winded from jogging apparently. Yeah, that's interesting. So like you, as you say that, I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, it's definitely a day where if Jax, my daughter, tries to get me to get Chinese, I'm going to say yes later because I'm going to be like, oh, I haven't really eaten all day. So I'll do that. But I'm trying to think back last time. Like, no, I wasn't not super hungry at the end. Cause you kind of munch and you're not doing, you're right. You're not doing a whole lot. So.
Right. Like I'm exhausted because my head has been like thinking all day, but I'm not I remember last time I was like, I think it was last one. I was like so giddy and excited. And I like walked outside and my whole family was gone for the weekend. And I was like, I have no one to talk to, but that was so fun. And so I just like walked laps in my neighborhood until I could like I saw my neighbor and she's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know, I'm just in such a good mood.
Don't tug it at that thread. I think that's something cool. Like we talked about that recently, how it's a lot of work and kind of in like at this point, we're kind of like, oh, like it's a lot. Well, let's never do this again. Yeah. But then when we do it, it's like, nah, like this was, it's so much fun. It has a very, or at least from our inside standpoint as a team, it's got a very conference-y vibe to it for us. Like it's exciting. We're interacting with people. It's a cool thing that we do. It's not the same as like a conference, but it's like a similar feel where we're excited that morning. We have a blast texting each other in the background and goofing around and celebrating all the awesomeness. And then at the end, you're kind of like trying to come off of a high that you can only go out and walk laps in your neighborhood, apparently, to get over. So it's exciting. I'd love to know how you, if you've been with us for a 12-hour live, like, is it the same for you or are we weird in that?
I mean, like, we're weird. But
I do. I think there's a couple people I can think of that are going to say yes, because I know they get pumped. Like they've got their day blocked off,
yep.
Or at least the hour. Like maybe there's a grocery run that they can't, you know, avoid, or right. What a kid's thing that they have to step out for that hour or two. But we've always had at least a few people that are with us the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And like take us with them, you know, on ice cream runs or wherever they might go. Right. But the 12 hour live has been a really fun thing for the last, yeah, I think this is number 6.
Is it?
I think. Anyway,
sounds right.
It's exciting. So hopefully we'll see you. Let me know in the comments. Will you be there?
Okay.
If you comment today and then you're not there, I'm going to know, because I'm going to look at the comments, mm-hmm. and Katie will cry. Okay, so tomorrow all day on all of our at Teach Better Team social media platforms, including wherever you're watching this currently, 8 a.m. Eastern time, all the way to 8 p.m. Eastern time. Again, there will be this. What time's the switch, the stream switch?
3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock Eastern time, we'll do a stream switch, but we'll talk about it on air. Yeah, we'll be telling everyone to share it out and stuff like that, so it'll be out. So if you follow the team, you'll see that as well. So hopefully you can join us.
Yep.
Go there. Let's get into team talk. I've got a listener question that I want to throw at you and see where it goes from there. So we'll be back in, I don't know, 39 seconds. Welcome back to Teach Better. Today we are still live. It's still Jeff and Katie. It's still a Friday. 12-hour live is still tomorrow. And hopefully you're still with us. I've got a listener question. So as you know, we're constantly sharing out, like, hey, ask us questions. I actually really like that we've never really put like a very specific system in place for getting listener questions. It's literally like email us, tweet at us, DM us, whatever, and then we have a place where we store them. So like these come from all different places, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. This one comes from, I don't know who, because we don't track that. But what they are asking, Katie, and I want to throw this in because you actually have a course that you've done in our Teach Better Academy, mm-hmm. That is on this. So the question is, what are some opening routines for daily classes that aren't yoga or mindfulness, but set students up for productive work time? And I don't know if that's because they don't like yoga or mindfulness, or maybe they already have those things in place. So yeah, I think maybe. It can go either way on this. But so what are some of the routines that you've done and that you also see in the classes that we visit all the time?
Yeah. So I feel like this is a common thing we hear, is like teachers struggle to, like, they need certain things to start their day, you know, or their class period, whatever area you're in. But then it's like coupled with this frustration of like, but students aren't ready. And so we hear this all the time of like, I go over my learning target. I go over a bell ringer. I have like what supplies I need out, but my students are still not ready to learn. How do I mesh all that? And my first thing is always like, yeah, that's like the balance to start class. Mm. And one of the reasons that we created that course and that I did that course was because it was something that I had done like a trial and error. I felt like every few months it was like, I didn't like how I was starting my class. I wasn't getting students invested. They weren't excited. For context, I taught seventh grade math, and I don't know if you know this, Jeff, but like kids don't get super excited about math in middle school. They're like, not necessarily, it's not like something they're like running in to learn. I don't know.
That's crazy talk.
Right? Especially when I'm in there. But
my son's in middle school and all he talks about is math. I don't know. He's just constantly like, I want to learn math.
Your son and I would be like best friends.
He's a straight A student, but he's good at math, but he never talks about it. He doesn't care.
Exactly.
About it.
Yes. Exactly. And so, and there'd be so many times students would come in and they'd like be so excited about whatever, right? Like they're excited about their life. And then I would start class and it was like this of excitement. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I have to come up with something that keeps that positive energy as I transition into my lesson. And so After many different trial and errors, I started to just like let go of my own to-do list and started with something fun. And I know I've talked about it before, but I would spend 3 to 5 minutes at most, literally at most, depending on the lesson, of just doing something fun. So it was either, would you rather, I would put like, you know, 3 different items up on the board. And I'm like, you can only keep one for the rest of your life. Or I would do the opposite. Like, you have to get rid of one type of cereal. I would do those like pictures where you're super, it's pixely and it's super zoomed in and we'd guess what it was. Or they would like, it was like, would you rather have breakfast or dinner? And then they would like debate it for 30 seconds. But my goal, regardless of what you do, my goal was always, I want to give every kid a voice, because in 5 minutes, some kids won't have the confidence to have the voice anymore. And that was where I struggled, is I had kids who really struggled in math. Makes sense, right? We all teach a content area that someone somewhere struggles in, but I would lose touch with those students because they would immediately walk into my room and shut down. And I didn't want them to shut down immediately. I wanted them to like have some confidence. And so oftentimes I would do this fun, silly thing for a few minutes, but then I could get their energy to transition into math. And so then it was like, okay, well, here's what we're going to do today. And I felt like I could hold on to kids a little longer, but on my like board, and you can do it in a digital way, you could do it like just handwriting, whatever, I would have the information they needed to know. So it would be like, what do you need on your desk? What does your space need to look like? You know, all the things that we still need, but I didn't jump into content right away. I jumped into something silly and fun. And even on days that I forgot to like put a question up, I would sometimes just do a name that tune. I would like turn a song up really loud and turn it right down. And that might be it. But the idea was I would give every kid an opportunity to jump in. And I just felt like it made such a shift on my mood too, because I was so quick, as you know, Jeff, my personality is like so quick to jump into the to-do list and be focused, that I was like losing sight of me being a fun teacher and like having my personality shine. So it gave me a spot to like be silly with them. It gave them a spot to kind of relax and ease some of that tension, anxiety. And then I felt like we were way more productive, which is something we see all the time when teachers are like, but I don't have time. And it's like, well, everyone can have 2 minutes to just mess around with their students. Like, that's right.
Well, I like that you say that, like, kind of let go of your to-do list, because if you think about, I mean, kids come into class with their own to-do list, and it's usually, to your point, not math. It's, I got to tell Johnny something. I haven't seen my friend because we don't have any other classes. Or whatever.
Right.
Or I'm excited about what happened last night, or the new movie, the new song that dropped, the new whatever, the game. And by allowing them to have that, I think that's, I like that. And then I love what you're talking about, giving them a voice or an opportunity to like, even if they don't actually speak up during that quick little thing, the ability to like feel connected, where with math might be the thing that makes them feel disconnected because they feel lost and don't realize that other kids are, or maybe they aren't. I think that's super powerful, because you're giving them a little bit of a win right off the bat.
Yeah.
And you're also giving them a chance to leave whatever they were into in the hallway out there, because it doesn't come off right away.
Yep.
And even if they're not super engaged in that, whatever that conversation is when you start it, it gives them a chance to like leave it, versus when I walk in, boom, it's right to business. And And it's crazy, because like you actually, like you said the word 2 minutes. Like, this doesn't have to eat up all your time. It can be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. You don't have to give up everything. A lot can be achieved in a short bit of time. And you don't lose a lot. Because I think, to your point, a lot of teachers are like, well, I only have so much time to try and get to all this stuff. Yeah. But I think you probably lose a lot more time unknowingly when you go right into it.
And that's where I think I kind of had that realization and why, honestly, I wanted to record that course, because I felt like I was actually losing little chunks of time throughout the lesson, like later in the lesson and, you know, during the class period, because I was like trying to get a kid invested in the class, or I was a kid who was still dealing with the drama from the hallway. I was trying to get them on task. And I felt like I was putting out all those little fires, when in reality, if I would have just spent the 2 minutes at the beginning of the class, I could have gotten a lot of that wrapped up and resolved. And so we could all move on, because you're
prevented those fires from even starting, because
Right. And especially like there were days where they'd come in all hyper, and you'd have like a couple kids who wanted to answer the silly question on the board, but then the other kids wanted to talk about whatever drama had happened at PE. So then I would just switch. I'm like, okay, let's get it all out. We have 30 seconds. Who can give me a 2-sentence summary of what happened? And then it was like, okay, we're done. Let's move on. So I just felt like that was huge for them. And it was just, it was such a mood changer for me too. Because even if, you know, we all teach those subjects and those content areas that are like, there's a day that you're like, oh, this is not that exciting of a topic. Like, I can only get so excited about fractions or whatever. It just gave me something positive to be silly with them. And those are the days that I would do something ridiculous so that I could have like some mood boosters throughout my day too.
Yeah. It's awesome. I love that as a quick, easy takeaway here. I think it's important to note that I'm going to speak for you. You correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't work like a charm every day, but it's going to work. I think it's, and if you haven't tried it, it's definitely worth using it because it's going to work more often than not. And we see it all the time. We see this successfully work with teachers that we work with all the time too. So I love it. Let go of that to-do list, focus on them, get something different going before you jump into your content. Okay. I think that's a good win for us for today. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Remember to join us tomorrow for 12-hour live. We'll be kicking it off right at 8 a.m. Eastern time on whatever platform you're watching on now or all the other ones. So,
and if someone could tell Jeff and I what we're supposed to wear and eat,
yes,
that'd be super helpful.
Yes. Hit us. You can do it to the team or to us individually, but yes, like I'm thinking I'm going to probably go like jeans with black shirts. Actually, I don't know. I might change it up.
We wouldn't know what you're wearing on the bottom.
I might rock some swag throughout the day.
I just feel like last year, I had that green dress and it's going to be hard to top this year.
Well, this year I have the green dress, so it's going to be, it's going to be a fun. You don't want to miss that segment. I'm not going to tell you which segment it is though. So anyway, okay. I think it's important that I hit the outro commercial now and that we just see them tomorrow. We'll see ya.
Bye, friend.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.